Restrictions are easing all across the UK, and with it comes a welcome return to some face-to-face interactions, and charity RNIB has been taking advantage of that as they recently held their first socially distanced walk in the southwest area. Now, it covered the route from Totnes to Dartington, and it's a walk specifically designed for people with sensory loss. So today, to tell me a little bit more about how it all went, I'm joined by RNIB Community Connection Coordinator for the Southwest, George Hinton, and later we'll be hearing from one of the RNIB volunteers that took part in the recent walk. So, George, this is a big thing because for a really, really long while, we've not been able to do anything that wasn't virtual. So, how did it feel to finally, I guess, get together with the RNIB volunteers and with some other staff members and do this walk?
Yeah, it was strange, to be honest. Initially, it was a strange experience going from a year and a half of working from home and having phone calls with people and not actually seeing people face to face. It was quite bizarre suddenly being stood there on a sunny day with five people kind of in front of you looking back at you. So it was strange, but it, at the same time, it was great. And yeah, it really made you realize kind of how much you'd missed it. You know, that interaction and being able to talk to people and actually see people's reaction when you speak to them, that novel thing. So it was fantastic. And yeah, we couldn't have asked for a better day, really.
And this was a little bit of a test run, if I may call it that, because you're hoping to use it as a springboard for some really exciting things to come.
Yeah, exactly that. So it is very much a kind of easing gently back into face-to-face work. As I mentioned, myself and my colleagues, we haven't been doing face-to-face work for a year and a half. So we didn't want to suddenly have, to throw ourselves in the deep end and have five people from the community and they're kind of expectant, waiting for you to kind of lead them on this massive walk. So it was local volunteers, people that we knew, people that we know the situations for, and yeah, it was great. It kind of helped us gain confidence ourselves as community coordinators, get back in the swing of things, and at the same time, what we really hope from this walk is that it will show people that you can do face-to-face again, as long as you follow those restrictions. It is safe to do so. We can do so in a safe and controlled way, and we can get back out there and we can start seeing people again and engaging with each other.
Because you're hoping to do more walks. This obviously was the first one, but you would like to do more of them in the southwest area.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, in the southwest, you know, we are spoiled rotten for lovely walks, lovely routes, that sort of thing. And why can't we take advantage of those? Why can't we, do what everyone else can do and walk those lovely routes? So it's something that we're going to look at rolling out across the next few months, so long as the weather plays ball, obviously, that's the main thing. But yeah, it's something that we're going to look at rolling out across the southwest. We started off, obviously, in the sort of Torbay area, Devon, but we will certainly be looking at rolling them out at least one throughout every county in the southwest. That's Cornwall right up to Gloucestershire. You got Dorset on the side and everything kind of in between. So yeah, watch this space essentially, because it went so well and there's accessible walks like the one that we did here, there and everywhere, and we certainly want to make the most of them.
And also with us we have Nikki Button, who is an RNIB volunteer, and she took part in the recent walk. Now, how did it feel? Because it's been a really long while since we've been able to, I guess, interact with other people face to face.
Yes, it was lovely to connect with people again and actually enjoy being outside in company again with people.
Were you nervous?
No, not particularly, because I was already been told that we were going to keep it into a small group and obviously stay distanced and comply by all the regulations that we should have. It was just really nice to actually be in contact with people. I live on my own, and so I haven't really seen anybody for over a year and a half. To actually meet up with people again, it felt really quite marvellous.
Because it's really easy to say that online has been able to help us stay in touch, but it's not the same as meeting other people, is it?
No, not at all. And I think for things like walks, I know that I've been trying to make myself get out during all the lockdowns, but it's, you're much more likely to do it if you've got somebody to do it with. And going for a walk on your own is quite an isolating thing. There can be times when it's nice, but for the majority of times, I'd much rather walk with someone.
So what would you say to anyone that is maybe feeling a little bit anxious about going for these walks because they've been isolated for such a long time and they've only had their little support bubble? So it can be quite a daunting experience.
Yeah, I think that the RNIB walks have been very carefully tailored to make sure that people are socially distanced. They're set up so that they're accessible. Yeah, the walk that we went on was on a lovely flat area that I hadn't walked before. It wasn't too far. There was also the consideration that if it had been quite a distance for anyone, there was actually a bus back again, so you could have gone one way rather than both ways. It was a there and a back walk. I felt very reassured by how everything was managed and set up, and the communication and what we were going to do and how it was going to happen all seemed like a very good idea.
And in a lot of ways, it can be a really nice, easy way of gradually kind of getting yourself used to things reopening and people having more people around you.
Yes, very, very much so. And we walked from Totnes to Dartington, which meant that there was a coffee stop at the midpoint, as it were, and people sat down and were actually able to physically talk to each other. Obviously, it was in the open air and nobody was sat too close to each other, but there was very much a case of feeling like this was a returning towards normality.
Bringing it back to you, George, if I'm listening to this conversation and then I think, oh, I would love to try joining one of the walks, who should I get in touch with or where can I find more information?
Yeah, so we're going to be putting some information up on the RNIB website fairly soon. We're literally just sort of writing out the description and copy and whatnot. So we're getting our kind of ducks in a row in that regard. But it won't be long before you can find it. If you do a simple Google search for RNIB walks, it will come up, hopefully. Failing that, you can always get in touch with me on either email or phone. Am I able to give that out, by the way, Paulina? Yeah. Smashing. So you can either get in touch with me on my email, which is george.hinton, that's H-I-N-T-O-N, at rnib.org.uk, or you can simply give me a call on 077-111-88292. That's 077-111-88292. And what we'll do is we will add your we'll add you to a waiting list. And then once we've kind of got a good amount of people, we will then kind of arrange a date to do a walk in your local area.
Fantastic. It sounds so lovely. So I'm really looking forward to hearing about more of these walks happening. But in the meantime, RNIB volunteer Nikki Button and RNIB's Community Connection Coordinator for the Southwest, George Hinton, thank you for speaking on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're welcome.
Thanks very much.